With lifetime appointments, many U.S. Supreme Court justices spend the last several decades of their lives on the highest court in the land. Justice Antonin Scalia recently passed away after serving for almost 30 years.
But voices from all over the political spectrum are calling for a change to the system. They say that a limited term would provide turnover on the court that would be good for the judicial system and the nation as a whole.
Joining us now to talk about the issue is Gabe Roth. He's the executive director of the group Fix the Court. Gabe, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, make the basic case. Why get rid of these lifetime appointments and have some shorter term? People throw around 18 years pretty often.
Sure. So, as you know, the justices of the Supreme Court have immense power to affect our lives. Their decisions on who can vote, who can marry, where we can pray, and what freedoms we enjoy, they're binding on us all. They're irreversible. These are unaccountable individuals who are serving 30, 35, sometimes upwards of 40 years on the court. And given the fact that, you know, with paralysis in Congress and challenges, gridlock between the legislative and executive branches, the Supreme Court has become so powerful, and we don't believe that any individual should hold power for that long. So the idea that regular terms, fixed terms, be implemented is something that we feel is more becoming of a modern democracy such as ours.
So when was the lifetime appointment for Supreme Court justices put into place?
So it was put into place in the U.S. Constitution. Article 3 says that federal judges should serve for a term of good behavior, which essentially means that they would serve for life. But the thing is that when the Constitution was written, life expectancy was a lot shorter. And also when the Constitution was written, the court had less power. There was judicial review hadn't been established and wouldn't be established for another couple decades after it was written. So over time, the court has become more powerful. It has become kind of the quintessential American legalistic body with such gridlock in the other branches. And as such, and it's sort of come to a head in the last couple years, we believe that there should be some movement to make it less feudal and more democratic.
Some people say, what you're pointing out as a bug in the system, a problem with the system, is actually a benefit, because with this lifetime appointment, the justice doesn't need to worry about the politics outside of the courtroom. They don't need to worry about their post-judicial career. They can just devote all their time and attention to justicing, and that's a good thing. Do you think there's any merit to thinking that way?
Well, possibly, but I think, you know, I like looking at what's actually happened for the individuals who are former Supreme Court justices, right? So you have Sandra Day O'Connor, who started her own nonprofit organization that's trying to bring civics into the classroom. She stepped down after about 25 years and actually still hears cases from time to time on the Ninth Circuit, which is a federal circuit out by her in Arizona. Justice Souter does similar things up in New Hampshire, working on a federal circuit from time to time in New England. And then John Paul Stevens goes around the country, writes books, gives speeches. You know, if lifetime tenure was changed at the Supreme Court, those individuals, the new justices, because this would have to be prospective, they still could be federal judges for life. You know, they still could work on lower courts. But the fact that they would be at the high court, the highest court in the land, for upwards of 25, 35 years, is something that we think should be fixed, especially given Justice Scalia's passing and the fact that, you know, the country has essentially been thrown into constitutional chaos because of a very predictable, you know, actuarially predictable death of a 79-year-old man.
We're talking with Gabe Roth. He's executive director of the group Fix the Courts. We're talking about proposals to put a term limit on the justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. And Gabe, the number that is floated as a possible fixed term for justices is 18 years. Why that number?
I think it's, well, just on the face, it's long enough that the justices who serve an 18-year term would be able to have, you know, get the ropes, understand how the court operates, get a number of high-profile decisions written by them under their belts, and then, but not stay so long as to be seemingly undemocratic. Also, with nine justices, the idea that there would be turnover in a way such that every other year there would be a new justice appointed to the court, so a nomination every 2 years. 2 times 9 is 18. So that sort of works out nicely in a number of different ways.
As you mentioned, Gabe, this is in the Constitution, and as you mentioned, we're in divided partisan times. So given both those facts, do you think people would be able to get together and agree enough to go to the effort of changing the Constitution, of amending the Constitution to make this change?
Well, I think it can be done legislatively. I think you can define the term that's written in the Constitution as, okay, so they're on the federal bench for life, but they're not at the Supreme Court for life. They're only at the Supreme Court for 18 years of that time. And you know, what we have now is justices that are gaming their tenures. They're waiting for a like-minded president to sit in the Oval Office until they step down. Their presidents are incentivized to nominate people in their 40s who may not have as much experience as some of the current federal judges who are in lower courts who are in their late 50s, early 60s. So there are a lot of perverse incentives that are in play when you think about Supreme Court nominations when you have life tenure, right? The fact that so many justices on the court were nominated during Reagan's time. The last justice to step down in 2010 was nominated by Gerald Ford. I mean, these presidents are having influence on the court long beyond the time that they're in their office and long beyond the time that they're on this earth. And in order to make the court reflect the modern democracy that America is, and frankly, to reflect the rest of the Western world. The U.S. is the only place that has lifetime tenure for its highest judges. Most places in the world either have between a 9 and 18-year term or mandatory retirement ages, which is another issue that gets talked about. So I think legislatively we can make it so that the justices serve for life as federal judges, but only 18 years of which would be served at the Supreme Court.
So if that was already the rule today, which of the current justices would have already been retired from the Supreme Court?
So Scalia, well, he would have had to retire in 04 under Bush's tenure. Same thing with Anthony Kennedy. He would have left in 06 after 18 years. And then Justice Thomas, he's also been on the court longer than 18 years. And then Justices Breyer and Ginsburg, both Clinton appointees, they would have been compelled to retire during towards the end of Obama's first term. So it would be about half the court would fall under that rubric.
So since the 80s and the era of Ronald Reagan, Republican president, and a Democratic Congress, these Supreme Court appointments have turned into epic battles a lot of the time. Do you think this would take some of the heat off of those, this notion that, okay, this isn't going to be 20, 30, maybe 40 years. This is 18 years. It would make these, you know, the confirmation process a little easier?
Exactly. If there is a confirmation process that we know that is regular every other summer, that would take the temperature down by a lot, I think. That's also why Fix the Court wants the current process to move forward, that whoever is nominated, that, you know, he or she is given a fair shot, but tied to that is a pledge from that nominee. If the Congress can't make a legislative fix to life tenure, that nominee we're going to push hard to get that nominee to pledge to serve only 18 years, which we think would be a start in the right direction. So confirm and curb, so to speak.
We're talking with Gabe Roth of Fix the Court about proposals to eliminate lifetime appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court and to replace it with a term of 18 years.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like this idea? Do you support limiting how long justices can serve on the U.S. Supreme Court? Why? Why not? If you do, do you think 18 years is a good number, or is that still too long or not quite long enough? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We continue our conversation now with Gabe Roth from the group Fix the Court about proposals to change Supreme Court nominations, tenures from life appointments to limited terms.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you think of changing appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court to a term of, say, 18 years? Would anything about the court change, including who gets nominated and how easy the confirmation is? Would you support changing the U.S. Constitution to make this happen? Why? Or why not? Again, call in at 800-642-1234. You can also send us an email at talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.
And we'll go to our callers now. Charlie is on the line in Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. My biggest concern for limiting the terms to, say, 18 years, wouldn't that then make precedent less important? And if you knew that there was always going to be a turnover of the justices, wouldn't they then say they'd almost be auditioning for a spot every couple of years, and as such, they would be changing things such as precedence and make things a little more confusing than it is now.
Charlie, thanks for that call. And Gabe, that's some people say the Supreme Court is supposed to be the sort of stabilizer in our government, make it hard to make rapid changes. If it's changing more often, maybe that's a little less of a stabilizing influence in American politics.
Well, I mean, I think you're seeing that happen already when Clarence Thomas came in for Thurgood Marshall or Sam Alito came in for Justice O'Connor. There was sort of this jurisprudential change on various different cases when you think about campaign finance being the one that comes to mind at first. But you know, it is going to be fairly stable. Eight mm-hmm. of the nine justices are going to be together for when there's a new one. The next new one, they will have already been together for 16 years. So it's not like this is happening, and the changing one justice at a time is, there could be some sort of change. But the idea is also that you find individuals who, aren't the 45-year-old party activist, as has been found in the last couple of decades, but is maybe somewhat of a more seasoned individual, more moderate, more able to understand their role and not have this partisan outlook as so many of the younger justices on both sides of the aisle, frankly, have.
Let's go back to the phones, and Karen in Franklin is up. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I think this is an interesting idea. What I'm wondering about is what happens if a justice were to die during their 18-year term or to retire, to leave the job.
So, Karen, are you asking if someone would come on with a brand new 18-year term, or would they finish out that term, whatever the leftover years are?
Well, actually, either one. What happens if someone leaves before their 18 years is over? They're appointed, and they've got an 18-year term, and they die after 10.
Great. Thanks for that call. So, Gabe, obviously this is all theoretical or hypothetical right now, but I'm guessing this is something that you and your colleagues have thought about.
It is. And our recommendation would be that someone be appointed to finish that term. So if it's an 18-year term, an individual passes away or resigns in year 10, then a new individual would be appointed to serve years 11 through 18. So similar to what you would have if someone passed away in certain state legislatures or even Congress. You'd fill out, there'd be an appointment to fill out the term, and then once that 18th year is reached, a new 18-year term would start. So in other words, it would keep to a similar schedule.
Karen, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234 as we talk to Gabe Roth from Fix the Court. Talk about the idea of ending the lifetime tenure of Supreme Court justices, replacing it with a fixed term, maybe 18 years. We'll go back to our callers. Mark is on the line in Two Rivers. Mark, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I think the logic that is being used is based on some faulty assumptions. First of all, the word constitutional chaos was used. I don't believe that there's a constitutional chaos going on right now. There's a lot of bickering going on with bipartisan politics, but that's not the same as constitutional chaos. And the second thing I wanted to point out is it was also mentioned about bringing a more democratic form to the bench. Well, the purpose of the Supreme Court isn't democratic reform. The purpose of the bench is justice and constitutionality of law, not democratic reform. And so I think there's two fundamental flaws in the logic that's being proposed. I don't really care one way or the other. Well, I do care, but I'm against making a change, but I just wanted to point out what I view as problems with the logic.
Mark, thanks for the call. So the Supreme Court problem, he's saying, isn't causing the partisan bickering. Partisan bickering is there, and it'll affect the Supreme Court and everything else, he's saying, Gabe.
Sure. I mean, I think what I was referring to in the former was that there are a number of issues that we're guessing are going to be decided 4-4, whether it be the whole women's health case on abortion or the DAPA and DACA case on undocumented immigrants or some voting rights case. So essentially you're going to have all these cases that are going to probably end up 4-4, be held over for a year. And when you have a case that's 4-4, the rules are just sort of cockamamie. So in this part of the country, under this federal judge, they're one way, and in this part of the country, in another federal judge, they're another way. So that's unbecoming of our democracy. We shouldn't have different rules for different states, and that's why a Supreme Court exists and has an odd number of justices. The other thing is, because the Supreme Court has become so powerful, If you thought 20, 30 years ago that issues like marriage and voting rights and campaign finance was going to be were going to be decided by 9 unelected judges and not by the Congress and the executive branch, people would have told you that you're crazy. The court has got this outsized amount of power in the last few years, and justices are serving longer and longer, twice nowadays than they were even 50 years ago on average. And in order to sort of rein in the power and put them back into the Article III box that they were originally construed in behind the Congress and the executive, we think that some institutional reforms are necessary, and you know, ending life tenure is definitely one of the top ones.
So, Gabe, is there support across the political spectrum for reforming of the court in terms of how long justices serve? Is anyone advocating strongly to keep it as it is?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Yes, we've actually done some polling, and it's about 2/3 of the country supports this, individuals from both sides of the aisle, presidential candidates on the right, liberal law deans on the left, members of Congress, law professors, legal scholars, historians. It really has editorial boards. The Washington Post editorial board today just wrote about how life tenure should be reconsidered. So it's really been interesting studying this issue just to see how there is bipartisan support, which I think is very important. And I don't really think either party would necessarily gain from this proposal. I just think the American people would gain the knowledge of when a term would end and not have this question that's going to be up in the air, who will be the 9th justice for potentially up, 12, 13 months is what we're hearing now. So I think that would just add a little bit more calm to the body politic.
All right. So this issue is front and center now. What are you doing at Fix the Court to try to get support in the public, the support from some in Congress to turn into action, to turn into doing something?
So you'll be seeing some things from us in the next couple of days. So definitely follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Fix the Court, and facebook.com/fixthecourt, and our website fixthecourt.com. But we're going to be putting together a proposal to get the next potential nominee through on the condition that they pledge to serve 18 years, and then also just raising this in the public sphere. Whether it's I was out in Iowa a few weeks ago and try to raise this on the campaign trail, and I'll be going to D.C. next week to raise this with lawmakers and members of the media there. So we're going to definitely keep the pressure on the court. And the other thing is, too, with this, something that I don't think has really been brought up is that this ongoing vacancy really tarnishes the legacy of John Roberts. John Roberts cares about the institution of the Supreme Court as Chief Justice, and all these upcoming 4-4 decisions and all this uncertainty doesn't do him any favors as the top legal official in the country. And I think it really behooves him to step in and push for a confirmation of a 9th justice. And we're going to be doing what we can to advocate for that perspective as well.
Gabe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you guys so much.
That was Gabe Roth. He's executive director of the group Fix the Court, which advocates for changing the terms that U.S. Supreme Court justices serve from lifetime, the current situation, to 18 years. You can keep the conversation going by posting your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page.